The Human Side of Enterprise, Douglas McGregor, and the Quest for the Ideal Outcome. It's episode 32, season 2020, The Power of Others podcast. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. I am your host here, coming to you from Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. Greetings and welcome. Douglas MacArthur was a founding faculty member of MIT's Sloan School of Management. Yeah, highbrow stuff, but hey, the man had a big brain. In 1960, he published a book, The Human Side of Enterprise. Today's going to be short and sweet episode. I'm always asked by people for book recommendations, and there are just so many books, but this is a book that I go back and revisit occasionally. The book is most noted for introducing the world to theory X and Y, and I'll make this really stupid simple. Theory X assumes that workers, they're lazy, they're unambitious, they're not motivated. Theory Y assumes that workers are internally motivated. They want to do good work. They will strive to improve. I was real happy to run across this book when I was still quite young. It was in the mid to late 1970s. So by this time, the book is almost two decades old. But it reinforced what, as a young person, what I hoped was true. I didn't know if it was true, but I sure thought it was. But I really didn't have any evidence of it. And that is, there's got to be a better way. There's got to be a better way to manage work. There has got to be a better way to lead people. I had learned, as most of my contemporaries had learned, if you talk to anybody in my age bracket, you will likely hear the same stories when we began our careers. You know, bosses were mostly tyrannical, barked out orders, constantly just rode people hard in order to get the work done. And I was well into my 20s before I ever experienced a boss who even thought about offering any encouragement or any real practical coaching. I mean, up to that point, pretty much every boss I had was a jerk. They were self-centered. They were uncaring. They were greedy. They were autocratic. For years, I had stuck to the notion, there's got to be a better way. But I didn't have any proof. I didn't have any real proof until McGregor's book showed me, you might be right. There might be a better way. Now, in all fairness, much of my speculation was born from my Christian faith. Kindness evidently had no place in business as I had experienced it as a teenager, especially between boss and employees. But I knew that kindness was going to be required if I was going to practice what I believed as a Christian. And yet it was incredibly difficult to be kind to a boss. And most of us, we only were kind to the boss because, well, we were afraid of the guy, right? He was just this scary, screaming, yelling, temper-filled kind of a character. McGregor was the first person to apply behavioral science to business. You know, I think about this from time to time, and it just seems strange. It seems strange for us today to think that psychology and how people think and how people behave really wasn't part of human management theory until Douglas McGregor focused us on human behavior so intently. He believed that as society grew more complex and as technology expanded to give companies and organizations more of a competitive edge, that people would grow increasingly more critical. That is, people would become a really more important thing in order to make groups successful. In 1960, he thought we were not even close. We're not even close to approaching maximizing the potential in human behavior. And now here we are 60 years later, and I could easily argue that in many circles, not much has changed. Strictly speaking, the answer to the question managers so often ask of behavioral scientists, how do you motivate people, is you don't. Man is by nature motivated. McGregor wrote that sentence, actually those two sentences, in an essay entitled The Manager, Human Nature, and Human Sciences. McGregor believed that we need to think about the problem differently if we were going to have any hope to solve the problem. Namely, it meant we've got to start treating people as individuals. We have to know that each individual person has their own set of values, their own set of internal motivations. Organizations are living organisms comprised of people. Yes, live, thinking, breathing people who want to learn, who want to grow, who want to improve. It was McGregor who pointed out how we're all defined by how we think. And so he urged business, change your assumptions about people. Theory Y, well, that was a major shift from Theory X, even though McGregor felt that really both, they're just two sides of the same coin. You know, if Mr. McGregor were alive today, he died in 1964, he'd likely see a world, I think he would see a world more receptive of his ideas than ever before. He was a bit of a futurist, and he saw the future. He saw this ideal future. And that's my main point today, other than to encourage you to read this book, The Human Side of Enterprise. I think the world today is more receptive of his ideas than ever before. To encourage us to see the ideal outcome, the ideal future for our group, for our team, for our organization, especially as it pertains to the people who are inside. As you read McGregor, something that, again, I strongly encourage you to do, you'll find it remarkable that these ideas were crafted by a man who lived when autocracy and hierarchy, authority, and viewing people as merely these interchangeable parts, that was really the norm. And in some places, sadly, those are still the norms. Listen to this paragraph that he wrote in The Human Side of Enterprise. Managerial practice appears to reflect at least a tacit belief that motivating people to work is a mechanical problem. There are certain similarities between this view of man at work and Newton's law of motion. To a considerable degree, man has been perceived to be like a physical body at rest. It requires the application of external forces to set him in motion, to motivate him to work. Consequently, extrinsic rewards and punishment are the obvious and appropriate forces to be utilized in controlling organized human effort. Well, McGregor, he had a big brain, much bigger than mine, and while young Randy thought there was a better way, McGregor knew there was a better way, a simpler way, a more human way, that people weren't like physical bodies at rest. They didn't have to have a kick in the pants to get them motivated. They came to work every day with these internal motivations. They had desires that they wanted to fulfill. They came to work because there were things in their life that they wanted to accomplish. He felt managers should behave more like gardeners instead of tyrants. I mean, it was his argument to grow people. The job is to grow people because people are organic, living things, fully capable of growth and improvement, renewal and adaptation and change. It's not about fixing people. It's about helping people become better. Much of what Douglas McGregor preached could be boiled down into a single word: relationships. Simply put, we need each other. And learning to leverage the power of others in our life and our ability to help others by letting them leverage our service in their lives, well, it makes an enormous difference in all of our lives. It is our ideal path forward. It's our ideal outcome. Again, the book is The Human Side of Enterprise by Douglas McGregor. You can find it at Amazon and everywhere that books are sold. It's not a new book, but it had some brilliantly new ideas in its day, and I would argue that for a lot of people, for too many people, the ideas are still new. Today's show is brought to you by The Peer Advantage. You can find a little bit of information at thepeeradvantage.com. The website? Well, the easy way to get to the website is just remember Grow Great. GrowGreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. Be well, do good, grow great. Greetings and welcome inside the Yellow Studio.